This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim, the other host.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
This week, Tom, I am fed up.
With what? With whom?
I'll tell you what. The world.
Okay.
And everybody living in the world.
Oh, wow. How specific.
Yeah.
Is that all you got to say about it?
I just had a rough weekend being out on the town.
Uh-huh. This past weekend?
Yeah. I'll tell you. I went to the Whole Foods.
It's not out on the town.
Yeah, it is. It's in a town. It was in a village, actually.
Yeah,
I drove out to Long Island.
Oh, I'm out on the town. Look at me at a supermarket.
It's the freshest.
Out on the town. I thought you were going to Broadway shows or something. You're just going to supermarket.
That's the Great White Way, Tom.
Oh, I was thinking painting the town red.
Yeah, okay. No, I was not painting anything red.
All right. Well, tell me more about your old lady out on the town weekend of going to the supermarket and visiting your grandson.
I don't have any grandchildren yet.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that
fingers crossed?
A hint to your children, to your adult children?
Yes. As you know, Tom, my adult children do not speak to me. I hope they listen to the podcast, and I drop hints every once in a while about how I'd like some grandkids.
Yeah, well, if they don't speak to you, they're probably not listening to your podcast.
I don't know. They might.
And they're certainly not going to listen to your pleas for grandchildren through it.
That's weird, right? When people start.
It was weird when you adopted all those teenagers. Just because you thought it'd be less responsibility.
Yeah. I have a question about that. I didn't actually do that, right?
Uh-huh.
But, like, we have friends.
Yeah.
Or we have a specific friend.
Uh-huh.
Who, you know, like, a couple years ago, when she was about 30, mm-hmm. was like, you know, I'd really like to foster an at-risk teen.
Okay.
Like, I'd like to have a teenager come live in my apartment.
I'd like to have a risky teen come live here.
Yeah, but, like, would they give us a kid?
Me and you?
Like, anyone you know. Like, or like, somebody
we
like...
We do have an LLC together, so maybe that would be fine.
But somebody living in, like, a one-bedroom apartment in Williamsburg, uh-huh. if you're just like, hi, I'd like a 15-year-old who's troubled to come and, like, sleep on my couch, would they just be like, yeah, well, it's not ideal, but, like, we need... You know, places for these children sleep.
It's not ideal, but this boy's parents were just murdered at the circus. So he does need a place to live.
Yeah, he can sleep in my bat room. There's no way that could scar him.
See, that's the thing. I think you can, if you're a billionaire like Bruce Wayne, then they're like, yeah, all right, whatever. But if you're just, people like us.
I was surprised they gave you a dog to foster.
And even that, they were like, all right, well, you know what? We really got our back up against the wall on this one. Here, take care of this dog for a little while.
I talked our mutual friend out of, like, trying to do this. Because, mm-hmm. like, I think she or, like, either one of us, if a streetwise teen came into our lives, uh-huh. we'd be taken for all we're worth.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, buddy, I'm your dad now or whatever.
Yeah. You'd be like, drive me to the mall. I'm like, all right. Well, I don't have a car. Buy a car, you idiot.
Yeah. And I'd get bullied. And then, like, I'd go to work. I'd come home and the whole place would be cleaned out. And there'd be just, like, needles everywhere.
Or it'd be him and all of his teen friends around. Yeah. Just, drinking beers.
Pushing me around in my own dang house.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I'd like to watch Jeopardy now. And they're like, nah, we're playing Nintendo, asshole.
Yeah. Kids still play Nintendo? Oh, the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, we're playing the Nintendo Switch, Dad. He'd still call you Dad, though.
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to have a foster kid call you Dad, right?
I think they...
These are questions
I'm sure
that...
they discourage it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. So I was in Whole Foods.
My only experience with the foster system is with Terminator 2, so...
Yeah. That, Eddie Furlong.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anyone.
No. Humanity. Oh, it ended well for
it
humanity.
Ended, well,
but then
until,
it didn't
yeah.
somehow in
well,
the
they can
third
just,
through 15th
well,
movies.
They can always send, they're not going to make anymore, they said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, Arnold said, he said, I won't be back.
Oh,
know?
My God.
Yeah, can you? It's a, very it's a clever. Little, a little spin on his famous catchphrase. If I'll be right back.
That hasn't stopped anyone before. Who's the new Arnold?
The new Arnold?
Yeah.
Probably The Rock.
Yeah, he would do a Terminator movie. He's too big. He's the highest paid man in showbiz.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
He's not like...
Nah, there's not like a real good robot guy nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
Who's Hollywood's go-to robot?
Oh, John Cena?
Yeah, he's like a little too close to Arnold, I feel like.
No, what do you mean? Like they're friends?
No. He just like, he looks too much like him.
No. Oh, yeah. So therefore, this guy can't play the Terminator.
You know
he
what?
Looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. What world are you living in, Tom?
Because then it's like, oh, we'll get this guy.
Not Tinseltown.
We'll get this guy who looks like the Terminator, but it's even more expensive than Arnold, probably.
Yeah, but he'll do it.
Somebody the other day didn't know who John Cena was and then treated me like a 13-year-old for knowing.
Well, you know. Like, these are things
that
we
exists.
Should know about.
What? Sorry I pay attention to the trades.
I mean, you know, reading Daily Variety is something that's a value I'm going to instill in my foster son.
Like, screw it, Dad. Shove this Variety up your ass.
Hey, say what you want to me. Leave needles and drug paraphernalia all over my apartment and have raging keggers with your Nintendo Switch and all your friends. But do not speak ill of Daily Variety.
Yeah,
that's how
you
we get our
live
news.
In my house, you live under my rules.
Yeah, you're gonna be informed.
Yeah, about the biz and skeins, Boffo box
yeah,
offices.
Yeah, which skeins did Boffo?
But anyway, you're going on and on about your wild weekend.
Yeah,
that started at the supermarket.
So Whole Foods, you don't call Whole Foods just a supermarket,
Tom.
What Long Island
care?
Whole Foods is where. The middle-aged go to be seen.
Okay.
They're in their
Who'd
element.
Who'd you see?
Yeah.
Name names.
Probably some lady named Linda.
Yeah.
Was probably there. She's with her kids like Bianca and mm-hmm. like Devin. No, it's full of, and I'm not.
And you're there with your foster son, Roger, just causing problems, knocking over displays.
Yeah, me and Roger are quite a team. Couple of scumbags walking into the Long Island Whole Foods. That Bianca.
You both got Arizona iced teas.
When did Arizona iced tea become the official drink of scumbags?
As always. It's 99 cents, man.
And it burns your throat.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's a good burn.
You know what's worse?
What?
The Arizona Fruit Punch. At least have some class and have the iced teas.
Yeah, the Fruit Punch is like, whoa. That's,
yeah, you catch a whiff of that.
That thing, if you left an Arizona Fruit Punch out in the sun for like 30 minutes, all the liquid would evaporate and you'd have almost as much sugar. Just
yeah.
in there. Sugar and red. Just red food coloring.
Painting the town red with Arizona Fruit Punch. At the Whole Foods.
It's just cheap, and they got it everywhere, Tim. You get a lot for your money with it.
Yeah.
I could go for one right now.
You would drink a lot. You drink, like, Arizona and Red Bull and all that stuff.
But, hey, their Arnold Palmer that they make is good.
It's official.
Yeah.
They signed the man himself.
Yeah.
Well, now we all can make it.
Now that he's dead?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Yeah, you're
fight
right.
us?
That's what you were afraid of before?
No, I was waiting for Arnold Palmer to die so I could get my half lemonade, half... iced tea business off the ground.
So you're at Whole Foods.
Yeah, I just got really mad because and I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but like it was full of like middle-aged suburban ladies,
mm-hmm.
And literally everyone is walking around with their dang faces glued to their cell phones.
Yeah, that's not just the suburbs. That's everywhere.
But Tom, I've been in New York City. I've been around my people, the millennials. And like, we're bad about looking at our phones. I look at Twitter too much. But like, literally, these suburbanites, and look, I'm big city Tim, you know this, right?
Yeah,
I hate suburbanites and farmers.
Well, that's what it says on your belt buckle.
Yeah. They
You said that as a joke just to me, that you hate farmers. We were possibly going to do this episode about farmers, and you said, I can't because I hate farmers too much.
I don't, look.
Tim, you just hate the working man. You hate farmers, you hate astronauts.
I don't hate, I've come around on astronauts, Tom, but that's for another episode.
Okay.
I think they're all heroes, and I won't hear anything otherwise. No, Tom, this is beyond the pale. This is beyond belief. I don't even believe it.
Okay. It's, what, who? Who are we talking about now?
The Lindas of the world.
Oh, okay.
Walking around Whole Foods. Like, nobody is looking up at anything. Everybody is slowly trudging along, texting their daughters or their sons or their husbands or whatever. And, I don't know, it just made me really mad.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I get when people are looking at their phone in the city, walking around more, just because it's like, oh, you're walking around and you're bored. You just want to look at something.
But also, look at all that architecture, man. Art deco, right? Yeah.
But if you're at the supermarket, get off your damn phone. Just do your shopping and get out of there. Then go home and sit on your phone if you want to.
Maybe they don't have air conditioning at home.
I find that, first off, it's freezing outside. what do you think about this? I have a feeling that I know what your take is going to be, but, cause I've
been take, it makes it feel so official. Thank you, Tom.
It was meant to be disparaging. I've been seeing this a lot more where people are, have their headphones on at the supermarket.
I used to be anti that.
Yeah.
Now
you're one of them? You're one of the pod people?
Play me songs in the key of life, baby.
No, first off, supermarkets usually playing some of the best songs you've heard.
You know, you've been in Brooklyn supermarkets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for
my supermarket's just always playing old Michael Jackson songs. I love it.
My supermarket would alternate between that and like weird like Bill Callahan album cuts. And I was just like, this rules!
Yeah.
Oh, wow. A B-side from Dream River. Great. But no, it's like Delilah, except without...
You have to explain who Delilah is.
Everybody knows who Delilah
is. Not everybody knows who Delilah
is. It's a sexy, sultry lady that gets you your girlfriend back.
It's who you call to get your girlfriend back by playing a song. You're like, Delilah, I cheated on my girlfriend with her sister. Can you play like a Stevie Wonder song?
No, just shut up, Stevie Wonder, you idiot.
But then who?
She's not playing it's, Stevie Wonder.
Well, maybe she hangs up on that person.
She's just playing like, baby, come back.
Yeah.
Telling you it's all my fault. But I just can't live without you. I don't know who that is. But it's like hospice music.
There's like, not a genre that's hospice either. Usually happens at home. So the people can put on whatever music they want.
No, it's just like, you know.
You think they bring it like, oh, and here's the hospice issue. No, stereo
it's
with
like,
a bunch
it's
of
like,
sad music to play.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's just kind of like smooth, sad, somebody's dying in the corner music.
The tape to the cassette player has been glued shut, so nobody can change it.
Yeah, it's Delilah music without Delilah's fascinating interludes.
Yeah, I like when you listen to Delilah and she's like, "Oh, listen, you should let that girl go. You did something horrible."
Yeah,
I'll play your song anyway, but if you're listening, don't take this man back.
Yeah, she's harsh, but she's fair.
Yeah, no, I don't like. There's too much. Too much jockeying at the supermarket to be wearing headphones, in my opinion.
Not if you know what you're doing. Tom, here's where you and I are different.
All right.
I go in with a list. And
I go
know
in with a list sometimes.
You don't go in with a list. You go you go by the frozen garbage, right? Yeah. Like
things
like,
that are popcorned.
Yeah.
Popcorn chicken, popcorn shrimp.
What's in a buffalo flavor this week? Oh, yeah. They have buffalo mozzarella sticks now.
Man, I wish they just made a buffalo aisle so I didn't have to run around
Why
the whole
don't you
goddamn
just buy
store.
Buffalo sauce.
I do,
and
I
just
do
put
that.
It on vegetables.
I do that a lot.
Oh, you won't die next week.
I do that a lot, and it's great.
All right. I don't think you'd do that. You say, I do that a lot, the way that, like, Donald Trump's like, oh, yeah, no, I've been trying to read this book about Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, I've been looking at it.
Yeah, I've been looking at it.
Yeah, so I'm just anti-headphones.
No, I used to be, but there's no time.
You're.
I know exactly where I need to be. I can be in and out of the supermarket in
but
11
I'm saying,
minutes.
You got your headphones on, you have spatial awareness. You're getting in other people's way. You're probably reaching past them all the time.
What do you mean spatial awareness?
You can't hear what's going on to your side.
I use
and behind
my
you.
Sight.
You don't have eyes in the back of
your
head.
I have excellent peripheral vision.
Like
I won an award for
like
it.
Like a hammerhead shark. Is that why you look like that?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very, very special episode.
Yeah.
We're breaking the format.
Yeah.
For only the sixth or seventh time. It's an all Tim and Tom solve your problem episode.
Yeah, Tim and Tom give back. That's the name of this episode.
All right, I like it. We're gonna be our very own Delilahs, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see, Tom. Do you want to just go for it?
Yeah, just go for it.
Let's play that iconic theme music. All right, that wasn't. Come on. All right, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
This one comes to us from a lady who would not like her name used.
A lady who shall not be named.
Yes. Dear Tim and Tom.
Lucy.
The first lady.
Okay. This lady's Lucy. Lucy Lady.
Yeah. That's but she's name. The first lady. Lucy. She's in a museum. You've seen her.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Melania Trump.
What? Oh, no.
Not the first lady. The first
no.
lady.
Oh, I thought maybe you thought I was thinking of the first lady of comedy, Lucille Ball.
No, that's a different first lady, Lucy.
Can we talk really quick about Lucille Ball?
Oh, God, David. All right, what do you want to say about Lucille Ball now?
Not funny, right?
She's very funny, Tim. God, are you just trying to alienate everyone?
Oh, yeah, the vast... The millions.
But nobody's like, oh, you know who needs to be taken down a peg? That dead
I'm
lady.
I'm not trying to take her down. Just saying, like, enough. The oh yeah, she eats all the chocolates. Hilarious.
That's just because that's all you've seen.
I've seen many episodes of I Love Lucy.
Name something else that happens.
They go to Los Angeles for like a 3-episode arc. I almost bought it on VHS one time.
Oh, well, somebody who hates Lucy so much almost bought a box set.
Yeah, I was trying to like her.
I was trying to learn more about Los Angeles. I thought this would be the best way.
I wanted to know the hot spots.
Yeah, where should I go?
1957. Dear Tim and Tom.
There is like a campaign right now for Los Angeles. Have you seen this new campaign for Los Angeles?
No.
They've been hitting me where it counts, my eyeballs. I've been seeing.
that is where it counts. Oh, it's not in your ears?
No.
Oh, it's, how?
Oh, I mean, audio ads work. Don't get me wrong. But
how do you know where anything is if you're not using your ears to hear it?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it was kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
You'll cut that part out, right?
No. I'm just going to run this thing as it lays.
Yeah. You can keep in all that racist talk you were saying before about various races and their shortcomings.
So the ad campaign I saw in Union Square, all these posters, and then I saw when I was watching TV last night, I'm like, what is this, an ad campaign?
yeah, if you saw an advertisement, Tom.
But the whole thing is just Discover Los Angeles, and all it is pictures of the Griffin Observatory, and it's just like, hey, remember La La Land? Look, this is a real place. Come see it.
You should just have a picture of Randy Newman.
That's not going to get people to go to L.A.
Why not? He
a
loves
picture
it.
Of Randy Newman is not going to convince that.
It makes people think, Randy Newman. He loves
a
L.A.
A picture of Randy Newman wouldn't even convince somebody to go to a Randy Newman concert. Be like, oh,
be
that's what he looks like now?
Kind of, yeah,
oh, geez. Is he going to be behind a curtain or something while he plays?
We're treading.
Or is he just going to bum everyone out?
I mean, bum everybody out.
Anyway, what were you talking about? We gotta learn from Lucy.
Hi, I am a huge fan of your show, and I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I had to. Thank you, Lucy.
Please solve my problem. Also, please don't use my name. Call me Anonymous or something. LOL, crying face. Does that mean laughing so hard you're crying?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I thought LOL was, it was like, Lucy O'Loughlin.
No, she's living out loud.
Living out loud.
Anyways, here's my problem. We are going on vacation to Florida in April.
So far, your problem sounds like a problem I'd like to have.
Yeah. My mom and dad... May I suggest Los Angeles, though? I hear the Griffith Observatory is a real place and a lot of fun. You'll fall in love there.
That's what this ad heavily implied.
Yeah, and also Randy Newman loves it. My mom and dad just bought me and my sister a really nice laptop for our birthdays. She said that we're not allowed to bring our laptops on the plane because she wants this to be an electronic-free vacation. How do you guys suggest that I convince her to let me and my sister bring them with us on the vacation? I guess I each got a laptop. They're not sharing a laptop.
Right.
Lucy's mom made a money.
Yeah, apparently.
She's like, I'll buy you this thing, but don't use it. Because that's how wasteful we are. She bought us laptops and then threw them out.
She bought us laptops and said, well, now this isn't a portable computer. You keep this on the desk.
My birthday is also when we are going, which is April 9th. Happy birthday in advance, Lucy. Please mention me. Thanks. Also, me and my sister love playing Minecraft.
Tim, is this a 10-year-old?
This is my foster daughter, Lucy. Also,
Tim, you said you've read through these before.
What? Everybody needs their problem solved.
This is a girl whose favorite game is Minecraft is going to Disney World for her birthday. Is not allowed to bring expensive things on an airplane. And you're like, yeah, let's solve this problem.
So what? People have problems, Tom. What do you? You just want to solve? Just 35-year-old white males are the only ones who deserve advice.
Oh, they're the ones with the biggest problems right now, Tim.
Also, me and my sister love playing Minecraft, so what do you guys suggest? I say to my mom, Oh, what do you suggest I say to my mom? I don't know what that means. About Minecraft?
Well, I think it's implied that she wants to play Minecraft on the airplane.
Okay, what do I do? Thanks for your advice, and you guys are amazing. Keep up the great work. Also, maybe you can do an episode about pickles?
Maybe.
2 question marks. I love them! 2 exclamation points.
That's her talking, not you.
Thanks, Lucy. I've come around on pickles, Tom.
Yeah, you have. You know what? For a long time, Tim, it was pretty... You could set your watch by the certainty that I could have your pickle.
Yeah. Every day at noon, you'd come and ask me for my pickle, and I'd give it to you.
Tim, that could be taken another way. I don't know if you...
Yeah, I'm not a pervo you. Yeah.
No.
You know what else I hate?
What?
That the letter D just means, you know, a man's penis now. Right?
Have you been in that Whole Foods all week just hanging out with these ladies on their phones?
What do you mean?
You just got a bunch of complaints about...
I just think, I don't know. Let's
this foster teen's going to walk all over you, Tim.
I know, Tom. I'm worried about it.
Yeah. All right. I'll say this. As somebody who's just this past week been on an airplane.
Whoa, la-dee-da.
A few times.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, but I had a connecting flight. So I actually got to go on 2 planes each trip.
Wow, surely one of the where you connected was surely right on the way to where you were going, right?
Oh, no. No, in both cases, no.
Oh, so you got to rack up some extra miles like a millionaire.
Yeah, sure.
Fly me through the sky for way longer than necessary.
Yeah.
I'm
going to Texas, but I don't want to fly diagonally. Fly me latitude and longitude, baby. Yeah. That's all I want.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Florida first.
Oh.
Is the
you have a lot in common with
I do.
Lucy,
I was flying to Florida. I wasn't going on vacation for my birthday, I wish.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. I'm always first off, does it say where she's from?
Florida.
She's flying from Tampa to Orlando.
Yeah.
If she's like on the East Coast, it's not that far of a flight.
Well, you're assuming.
I'm assuming because I'm from the East Coast.
Yeah, you only care about 35-year-old white males from the East Coast. Yeah.
I always bring way too much shit on the plane, thinking like...
First of all, this is a child, so clean up your tang
well,
language.
Well, it's too late. They shouldn't be listening. Turn it off.
Yeah, if Lucy's mom heard her listening to last week's episode, she's not getting our advice right now.
No, she probably got her laptop taken away.
Yeah.
And the vacation canceled. So, I always bring too much stuff because I'm like, man, 3 hours, I'm going to be bored out of my mind. And especially like, flying on this flight, like I don't fly domestic that often.
Ooh.
I'm continental.
I don't think you know what words mean.
Intercontinental, I meant to say. Like a lot of these flights have free Wi-Fi now. So it's like, oh, you can just keep doing the same meaningless bullshit you're always doing.
Without
just
a dang
plane.
Laptop?
Yeah, without an you can do it on your phone.
Yeah, do you think Lucy has a phone? She probably does.
I'm
right?
sure she's got a phone.
Guess what, Lucy? Look, I had a laptop when I was your age.
Mm-hmm.
It was the family's laptop because it cost like $45,000. And what your phone can do is way better. Like, it's pretty much the same, unless you're like editing audio or like, oh, I'm like editing an independent film using Final Cut.
I have some database software that they'll make for iOS.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to use on the plane.
Anything you can do on your laptop, you can do on your phone. And get this, I got some real personal advice for Lucy.
Whoa.
Here.
Keep in mind, she's a child.
I brought my laptop and an iPad.
Yeah.
To London a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? They stole it from me.
Yeah, they nicked it. They proper nicked it from you, they did.
Yeah, so unless you want to be constantly on edge.
Yeah, and that's
on
London.
Guard.
Think about Florida. Florida's just full of scumbags.
Yeah, it's 90% scumbags.
And London's full of gentlemen.
Yeah, with bowler hats.
Yeah. Pardon me, may I see your laptop for a moment?
Yeah, you're going to get some guy in a visor stealing your laptop.
Yeah, he's going to be like, hold my vape pen. Yeah. He's going to run off with your laptop.
Yeah. So here's what you
do. Hold my vape pen and my 99-cent Arizona iced tea, please.
You can absolutely have a great time without your laptop. Mm-hmm. Look, I know it stinks. I know you wanna really kick the tires on that thing. See what it does in a different state.
Yeah. Hey, see what it can do up in the air.
Yeah. Oh, what? How does this work on Florida Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's really open this baby up.
Yeah, you can get Minecraft on your phone.
Yeah.
Your mom knows that. If you don't have a phone,
she's got Minecraft on her phone.
So what the hell?
It's like the number one app all the time.
So what does she need the laptop for?
Hey, that's my question to Lucy.
Yeah.
Lucy? Are all the girls not allowed? Or I'm assuming that she said me and my sisters, right?
Yeah, yeah. Are they a sister?
Oh, okay. So just two.
Yeah.
Is the other one allowed to bring her laptop?
No, they're both not allowed to.
Oh.
We weren't allowed to bring our laptops on the plane. Yeah, I don't know. Just you know what? Respect your mom. She bought you a thing.
What a lame show this is. Respect your mom.
It's good advice, Tom.
This is the Complete Guide to Everything presented by Highlights Magazine.
Hey, don't be a goofus. Yeah, I don't know. Just you know what? There's nothing you can do. Like a laptop, I know. Look, I wish I didn't have to be on my dang laptop as much as I have to be. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it now. You know, live in the moment. And if you don't feel like living in the moment, you just bury your head in your screen on your phone, right?
Yeah. Bring a VR headset.
Yeah, she didn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
Tom will send you $1,000 to buy an Oculus Rift.
No, you can get one of the ones that you put your phone in.
Yeah.
And then whip that out and be like, he didn't say nothing about this, Mom. See you in cyberspace.
And then blow smoke in her face.
Well, no, don't blow. There's
can
no,
you smoke on an airplane
you
still?
You can't smoke on the airplane
I haven't been
still.
On an airplane since the 70s. Yeah. All right. I think one down, right?
One down.
Respect 20, your mother, everybody.
28 to go.
Yeah. Let's go to this one. Tom, this is one that we get frequently. It's about names, so I'm assuming that she will let us use her name. But first, let's hear that theme song. No, you know what? We're not going to do that this week. Last week's episode, we played the Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems theme song like 15 times, and it wasn't funny, and it wasn't good, and I'm sorry, everybody. We'll just go into the next one. It's from Danny.
Okay, but we'll still have silence in between, right?
But guess what, Tom?
What?
It's a lady, Dani, like Danny California.
Right, one of the most famous Red Hot Chili Peppers
singles.
Singles.
You can say it, singles.
No, I was going to say like muses.
Oh, yeah. Well, she lived a tragic life, that Danny California.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Mary Jane of the titular Last Dance.
Yeah. He got writing credit eventually on that, right?
I think so. Freaking Tom Petty has such a racket. He's gotten writing credit on like 30%
no,
of the biggest
got,
songs.
Yeah. CDE in it. Yeah, that was mine. Yeah. I came up with that.
Yeah. Oh, E minor? Yep. Nope. That's my chord. Sorry. Yeah, just throw me on that. Give me 30% of the. Okay. Tim and Tom, I am a big fan of the show, and I've been listening for a couple of years. This is my first real problem, and I hope you can help. In life,
be,
in the last couple
nice.
Of years,
must be
geez,
nice having that kind of an easy life.
My life has been a string of problems over the last few years.
Yeah.
Jeez, one after another.
I'd give anything to trade lives with you, Danny, although I wouldn't wish my life on my worst enemy.
I'm currently pregnant and due with my second daughter.
Oh, forget it. I take it back.
And due with my second daughter at the end of May. My husband and
well,
I...
Well, it's very irresponsible.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding. Oh, I thought this was still an underage person.
No, I mean, even if it isn't, Tom, like people.
Well, oh, if
people,
it is like a 11-year-old girl, you're fine with her having two children?
People's decisions are their decisions.
Well, not when they're children.
I'm a big fan of the show. Oh, no. I'm currently pregnant and due with my second daughter at the end of May.
You're never going to get a foster kid with that kind of attitude. So how do you feel about...
I want grandkids.
How do you feel about preteen pregnancies?
Well, I just really want grandkids.
Each your own.
Fingers crossed.
I really want grandkids.
My husband and I can't think of a name for our upcoming newest edition. We're stumped! Mm-hmm. Maybe you two have some name ideas you can share. My first daughter and currently only child is 7 and a half and named Gwendolyn.
Okay.
Like a fairy princess.
Yeah.
We also have a cat named Shaniquoi.
Let me see. A Shaniquoi, it seems.
And a dog named Tundra.
Spell it out.
It doesn't matter.
Well, because now I'm thinking...
Shaniqua?
For the listener... They're like, well,
oh, screw the listener.
Well, it's taken 400 episodes, but finally he says it.
Shaniquoi.
Yeah.
Shaniquoi?
I mean, I would think Shaniqua, but I don't think qua is spelled that way.
Oh, Shaniqua. Yeah. And a dog named Tundra, which is a pretty badass dog name.
Yeah. Hopefully it's like a husky or something to live up to that.
Yeah. Thanks again, Danny. California.
Right. What was the other kid's name?
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn's a good name. I like that name.
I think so.
Because you can Gwen, you can shorten.
Yeah. What
so
do you think of
say the whole
What do you
thing.
Think of Gwendolyn?
Gwendolyn. So Gwendolyn and Gwendolyn?
Yeah.
That's the two kids?
Yeah. They're not going to be in the same grade unless Gwendolyn turns out to be a baby genius.
Well, how old's the other kid?
7 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So she'd have to be pretty advanced.
Unless you got like a Flay of the Navigator situation. Remember that? Remember
yeah,
what
the
happened
boy
with that
went
kid?
Away for a really long time.
The boy went away, but he didn't age. And when he came back, his little brother was his big brother.
Yeah.
I think that screwed me up for life when I saw that movie as a kid.
Wait, what did you make me explain? You made me explain Delilah, but you're going into the intricacies of freaking Flight of the Navigator. Like,
it's
everybody knows what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Remember what happened in the rest of that movie.
He went into space. A boy
yeah.
went into space.
All I know is that, like, it was like a fun romp. And then at the very end, it's like, oh, the kid was actually gone for like 7 years and his family didn't know where he went. And they've been looking for him ever since. And they thought he was dead. And now he's back. He's
and like nobody's really
unexplainably
happy about
young.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, because nobody's they're like happy he's back, but they're so confused about how he hasn't aged, and it's very strange.
I remember I saw that movie about the same time I accidentally watched the TV movie I Know My First Name Is Steven.
Oh yeah. And that was the kid who got kidnapped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then, I like, watched something like that when I was a kid, too, and it just, I didn't like it.
Yeah, and I remember the feeling I had after both movies was identical. Like, well, that kid's just fucked for life now. Like, bad things happen
yeah,
to this
like,
person.
Oh, boy, he's never going to be
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I
huh?
know he's back with his family now, but, like, this is
yeah,
not.
But that family's shattered.
Exactly.
He'll never be a cohesive unit again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that doesn't happen to Danny California's family.
Yeah. Is there anybody else? I mean, seeing as Danny California was named, the mom was named after a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Uh huh.
Is there any other chili muse that Sir Psycho Sexy would be a good one if it was a
if
boy?
It's a boy.
Yeah.
And he's knighted.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of any Chili Peppers songs with names in them. I guess there aren't that many.
Yeah.
Everybody's screaming right now. All the
chili heads.
All the chili heads are going crazy. No, I mean, what, you've got Under the Bridge. You don't want to name your kid that.
No. Maybe just name her Flea?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great name for
her. Because that could go either
girl.
Way, right?
Yeah. Did they say it's a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Flea would be you reclaim for the ladies. I'm trying to think. What else we got?
Scar tissue.
Yeah, I don't think the Chili Peppers way is the way to go with this.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn, Tundra, Shaniqua. She never said her husband's name.
Mm.
Maybe her husband's name is also Danny.
Maybe it's Charlie Manson.
Wait, why?
Well, maybe that's why she doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because it's like, oh, well, you know, once you hear who my husband is, then, you know, you won't be able to stop thinking about that.
Man, that is quite a California couple. Danny California and Charlie Manson, huh? They're on the L.A. scene together.
Yeah, I think I saw them on these Discover L.A. posters. The official spokespeople, Danny California and Charles Manson.
Yeah.
And she's like, whoop, da 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 da, come to California. Boy, I want to warn you, it's California. And then Charles Manson's just like, they're in your head, man. You got to come down. Listen, I'm under here with the bees, and we're doing real things.
With the bees?
Yeah.
Why?
Listen.
Tom, I'll admit I tuned out a little bit because I was looking up some more Red Hot Chili Peppers songs.
Yeah.
They have one called The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie.
Rain Dance Maggie. There you go.
Rain Dance Maggie.
What album is that off of? One of the new ones?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
This...
Stop the presses.
All right. It's the ballad. Uh-huh. No, it's The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie.
Yeah.
Lipstick Junkie.
Well, yeah, don't name your daughter that. Well, you're setting up for failure.
But guess what? There's also a character, Tugboat Sheila.
Yeah, Tugboat Sheila.
She's into memorabilia.
Okay, what kind?
I don't know. Who said three is a crowd? We better get it on the go. I don't think you should name any child after
three
any.
Three is a crowd. You better get it on the go.
Yeah.
And what kind of memorabilia are we talking here?
I don't know. Is there like a scumbag definition of memorabilia that
I'm
not aware
of? I mean, like Nazi memorabilia. There are people that collect that.
Yeah, I think that's what...
That's what Tugboat Sheila's into?
Yeah. Let's see if they have any hits. No, I think Rain Dance Maggie's the way to go. And failing that, just Maggie.
Maggie's actually a pretty good name.
Maggie and Gwendolyn, I think, would...
That's quite a pair.
Yeah.
That's the new Thelma and Louise. But hopefully your daughters won't drive off a cliff.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we're back. Tom,
mm-hmm.
some problems still need to be solved.
God, will it ever end?
Yeah, probably after this one.
Okay, good.
This one, Tom, I assume this is a reference to the subject. Oh, you can have your problem solved by us by going to the internet, to www.aol.com.
Click the mail icon.
Yeah, yeah. The complete guide to everything at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You could also do it on the website, but it's very difficult for us to read these.
Yeah.
Because it always comes in like form submission.
Yeah, we should fix that. I mean, nobody else knows that on the other end.
Yeah, but also like people...
A little inside baseball.
And I'm going to regret saying this, but like also like we don't know who that comes from. Like it doesn't have an email address unless you fill it out. So a lot of times it's just people saying mean stuff to us anonymously.
Mm-hmm. Well, thankfully, the internet has an outlet for that, finally.
Mm. The subject line here, Tom, is, help me, Tim and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You're my only hope.
That's from Star Trek.
Yes. I would rather have you not use my name. You can call me Juan for the sake of it. I know it's kind of racist since I'm Mexican.
I mean, it's also just a name.
Yeah, and also, like... Nobody else knew that.
His real name is
a parody of a Mexican name.
Yeah, it's like a name that people don't use anymore because it's been misused in a derogatory way so much.
Anyway, guys, I'm a huge fan from Mexico. Been listening to your show for about a year, and I'm glad to say it's one of my favorite podcasts out there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Juan. You're Juan in a million.
Hey,
right?
Juan, you're number one in our book.
Guys, I'm a huge fan. I'm really bad at reading these today, Tom. Keep reading the same thing over again. Now I come to you in a moment where I am trying to create my CV.
Curriculum vitae.
Almost. How do you think I should start? What would Tim and Tom do? I'm a communications college student and want to start looking for a job, but I want to make a CV out of the box. Any tips on how I can make a better impression?
Well, first off, don't make it out of a box. Put it on printer paper. The nicer the paper, the better. But not too nice.
All right, Tom. Resumes. Uh-huh. Let's get into the hottest tips.
Yeah.
LinkedIn.com presents Tim
networking.
And Tom Give Back.
It's networking hour with Tim and Tom.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Just make a regular fucking resume. Don't do anything weird. Like, there are those people that, like, make the video resumes and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever made, like, a weird resume? Like, I'm going to, like, think outside the box here.
No. I don't think I've... No, because there's, like, never really been a job that I've wanted badly enough that I would be willing to do something that might come back to embarrass me.
Yeah.
I remember there was a job that I really wanted, like right out of college, or maybe I was still in college. And I was looking for an internship, and that was like the one thing where I was like super aggressive, like doing and like found out like the name of the hiring person and like called him and bothered him. But then like,
did you get the job?
No, and I.
What was it?
It was a production assistant for Tech TV, technology TV network that is no longer.
Yeah, stiff competition for that one, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The cable network that was in upwards of 800 homes in America.
Yes. But I remember I like called, I forget, I was just thinking about this the other day, because I called and didn't think like, oh, the hiring guy has a very unusual long last name. I should practice what I think it would say. Instead, I was just like, hello, I'd like to speak to Mr. Bonginomfarshini. And of course, he was like, that guy, like I had done
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, they didn't have a huge
right
staff.
But that's
that
what I'm
like
saying. Like I did enough research that, it, like I got this guy's direct line. I knew I was calling him. I wasn't getting somebody else.
Mr. B, that's what you say. Hey what's up, Mr.
B?
Mr. B?
What's the what?
What's the what, Mr. B?
What's what, Mr. B? When do I start?
Slap me some skin.
And he just seemed very annoyed that I was calling him, very annoyed that I didn't know what his name was.
Yeah.
And that the rest of my conversation was like, hi, I sent you a thing, and boy, I'd sure like to work there. You don't need to pay me or nothing. That's like as bad as I've never done a video or anything. Have you ever been at a job or like an internship where you had to go through like resumes coming in?
Yeah. Thankfully, there's nothing. I've never had a cool enough job where it was like there's a bunch of people like trying to stand out. You know, like.
Yeah. Well, and now that I'm thinking about it, it's been, I think it was only like when I had an internship that there were still like paper resume. And even then it was like passé to send in your resume. But because I was an intern, it was like, go through all the paper resumes of idiots we're not going to hire because they're still sending in paper resumes. Yeah. And yeah, you get like, you know, like people who put glitter in and like use like heavy cardstock like that. That's going to, oh, there's some heavy cardstock.
Yeah,
this must be a man who knows how to
get
things
that
done.
Yeah, what would that signify as like a... I mean, just get noticed, I guess. But like, people
it's
hate.
Like, get...
I think there was a window for this, right?
Yeah.
And I think when you humiliated yourself at Tech TV, that was like the time.
Yeah.
That was the time to do something outside the box. Like, you could have made
impression I remember,
with something creative,
right? And I remember like reading people said like send in a resume and put a post-it on it that says, like, this looks like a good one. And it will just get put in a pile. And somebody will be going through the pile later and it will have the post-it. And they'll be like, oh, I guess probably, you know, the big boss himself put this on there.
Yeah, that's right. Like, Jake, hire this man. And then if the hiring manager's named Jake, he'll be like, oh, somebody must have instructed me to.
And as long as he's not the one opening the envelope, I'm very confused.
Yeah. Yeah, so, look, I know you're enthusiastic, Juan.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to stand out. And this is no way to go through life, so this is probably bad advice. But anything you do that you think is like creative and fun is just going to get you ridiculed by the employees of that company. Is that not true?
No, that's not true at all. If he does, like, what are you thinking?
No, anytime somebody's going to be like, oh, I'm going to do something fun and show them what personality I have.
Oh, you're saying for this. I thought it was like if you ride horses, nobody gives a shit. Once you get a job, there's going to be like, oh, here's horse riding Juan again.
No. What I'm saying is like, oh, it's each previous work experience thing is on a different balloon. So it'll be... A dozen balloons will be delivered, and everybody loves balloons, and they'll remember Juan as the guy who sent the balloons and had the great... Like, no, don't do any of that stuff, right?
I forgot that I was actually, like, that I hired a bunch of people at one point in my life, and I did have people that did cheesy shit, and sometimes I was like, ah, you know what, that's good, I'm going to hire them.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you're a simpleton, I guess...
A simpleton who is the boss.
Yeah.
Somebody sent like custom made Gatorades.
Gatorade is the key.
And I'll tell you, it was chilled too. I don't think that was intentional. It was just cold, you know, in the delivery truck.
So you just drank something that showed up in a truck?
Yeah. Well, the person wanted a job. They weren't going to poison me.
Yeah, or maybe they were looking for your job.
You just drank something that showed up in a truck. How do you think drinks you drink get places? You think they're making
it? I go right from the source, Tom.
But yeah, I'll tell you what. That Gatorade hit me at just the right time. It was a time when I was thirsty, and they were hired.
Wow.
So sometimes it does work.
Do they wind up being a good employee?
They actually wind up being a phenomenal employee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and actually, they interviewed really well. Like, we were already going to hire them, and then they sent that. But I'll tell you what, there were...
Wait, was this for the job at the mall?
Yeah.
Guys, you're going above and beyond for a job at the mall?
It was a good-paying job.
Okay. I mean, you were the boss. That was good. Like, Look... And anybody who wants to work at the mall or who works at the mall, that's fine. That's a great look. That's fine. I'm not saying you're a jerk, but like, I wouldn't think it'd be like, you had to ply them with gifts.
Well, it worked. I mean, this job, like, it was like a $50,000 a year job.
Spencer's.
It wasn't at Spencer's. I wish. Yeah. I don't think anyone at Spencer's gets paid that much, right?
I don't know.
John Spencer, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they get paid that much, they should act a little nicer to me and not laugh when I come in there.
Spencer's?
Yeah.
They're laughing at the products you're buying because they're all hilarious.
They're all novelties.
Yeah.
They're like,
but you're like, no, I need these big underpants. They're the only ones I can fit into.
Look, you're the only place that sells small pecker condoms.
They're for my small pecker. I need them.
I don't know why the other stores don't carry them.
You guys are a real lifesaver.
Boy, if I can go one place to get my small pecker condoms and my fart powder, then it saves me a lot of time. Nobody have to order these things special on the internet. And also a bra for my grandma where it's the boobs are dragging on the ground.
Yeah, she needs that.
Yeah. A cane for my grandfather with a mirror at one end and a horn at the other.
Wait, what?
It was to look under skirts, and then the horn, you could go honk, honk.
Wait, they saw the sexual predator tool at...
Yeah, it was a novelty gift, Tim. Do you understand what novelties are?
Oh, my God.
Do you understand what a gag gift is?
I can't believe your grandfather actually used that.
This is not a cane. First off, I don't think this cane was ADA compliant. Yeah. And I don't think you... If you got this cane under somebody's skirt... they're not paying attention because this thing was unwieldy. It was not a stealth.
Yeah, tell me more about the best ways to look at up girls' skirts using mirrors, Tom.
Oh, the best way is don't use mirrors at all. Just go hide in the sewers.
Sage advice. Is that what Juan was asking? No.
Go hide in the sewers and hope to God somebody walks across the street.
I guess my advice is don't get advice from Tom. here's the thing. Just don't do anything too crazy on your resume, on your CV, right?
What, put, under activity skydiving?
No, that's fine. That kind of stuff is fine. Like, show your personality that way. But, you know the things that, people do to get jobs at, cool companies, right? I can't think of any of them right now because I'm not, it's part of a box of chocolates or whatever, right?
That. Yeah, gifts, it comes off as like a bribe.
Yeah, just, you know what?
Send a thank you letter the next day, a follow-up.
Yeah, don't misspell anything.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Don't misspell anything. Keep everything to one or two fonts. Don't go crazy with the fonts.
One font.
Yeah, if you can manage it.
One font family, right?
You don't want different
bold, italics,
looks.
Do whatever you want. Go nuts with that. But
right. Do that.
Comic Sans throughout.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And also, everybody knows you're...
Show them your fun.
Or you can use Papyrus if they're a big Avatar fan.
Yeah. Or you could use that Joker Man one.
What?
If it's like a clown school. If you're trying to be a teacher at a clown school.
Also,
but I guess there's networking ways to get
into that.
If
you're
coming
out of college, people know you're not going to have much experience. So don't put a bunch of baloney in there.
Yeah.
But put all the clubs and activities and awards that
you're
doing.
Yeah, Juan, here's what you got to do. Get crappy jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Put those on there. Even if you have to lie and say that you had a job that you didn't have, put that on there. Put many of those jobs.
Yeah.
High level jobs too.
Yeah. Like the
CEO
of Sears,
PepsiCo, Just say you're the CEO of Yum Brands.
People are like, "Well, how do you know?" Yeah, he could have just said Taco Bell, but obviously he knows a lot about the business.
Well, they probably wouldn't even know, and they'd be like, "Let me just."
Did Juan say? Oh, he says he's going for communications.
Yeah. Man.
He wants to work for AT&T or something.
I guess Yum Brands.
Mm-hmm.
KFC.
Yes.
Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell. I guess that's why that makes sense, why there's so many combinations of all of them.
Yeah.
You never see a combination of Pizza Hut,
Yum.
KFC. Yeah.
Yeah, because, Tim, what are they going to do? They're going to bury the lead in a restaurant?
What do you mean?
If you got Taco Bell, you've always got to put Taco Bell out there.
That's true.
You're a combination KFC Domino's?
Pizza Hut. Doofus.
Pizza Hut, KFC. I mean, those go better together. I'd rather order a little from each of those guys.
What? Pizza Hut and KFC?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I never order things off two menus at a combination restaurant.
Well, here's what you do. The cheesy gordita crunch and the breadsticks.
No. I refuse.
Hope that helped, Juan.
It's not the way God intended it, Tim.
All right, Tom. Where
God intended all these foods to mix. They would have. That's how these stores were opened in the first place.
Did you see that little girl that stole the Pope's hat?
Yeah.
What a
stinker.
What a stinker.
Somebody put her up to that, right?
Yeah, probably the famous atheist Richard Dawkins.
Oh, I was going to say Satan himself.
Yeah. One and the same, my friend. One and the same.
Yeah.
You know what the greatest trick the devil ever pulled, right?
One time he got the Pope's hat.
Yep.
There wasn't even. You know what? I saw that clip. I saw the link, girl. I was like, oh, there's going to be something. And I'm like, oh, he's not wearing, the big hat. He just got a little hat on.
Yeah, but still, that's quite a feat. I've never gotten close enough to the Pope to steal anything.
It's not that
I wanted to steal one of his rings.
The one that people have to kiss?
Yeah.
Then
I'd get some fucking respect around here, finally.
Well, yeah, well, you've notoriously for years wanted... it's always on your Christmas list. One of the rings that people have to kiss.
Yeah. Look, if I have to steal it from the Pope himself, do you think David Blaine would have the audacity to steal the Pope's watch just as part of a trick, though.
I don't think the Pope wears a watch.
Yeah, that's true. What does he need to know what time it is?
Yeah, he's got people for that.
Just ask God.
God, what time is it?
Wait, God talks to the Pope, right?
Yeah.
So, like, can he always be like, hey, what time is it? And then just know?
Well, I mean, you'd have to think at some point God would get annoyed.
You would think, like, the Pope would be, like, the greatest mathematical mind ever. Like, if so, like, you know those problems on boards at college that only Good Will Hunting can solve?
Yeah.
The Pope could be like, hey, God, what's the answer to this? And then just, like, and people would be like, this man's a genius, but really God's just telling him.
Yep. It's amazing that nobody's used the popehood. The papacy to pull some amazing scam like that.
It wouldn't be a scam because he'd have the actual knowledge. It'd be like having a computer on you at all times. A
computer Pope?
Yeah.
Boy, if only the Pope used his powers to solve math problems at colleges.
You or God that's... forbid to solve crimes. Oh, this lady's been found murdered. Hey, God, who murdered her? Yeah. Where can I find the guy?
Yeah, where's the missing girl, God?
Yeah.
You can tell me.
Yeah.
I'll tell him I found out myself. He didn't even have to. He could tell him, like, yeah, no, God told me. I mean, that would be great for PR. That would get a lot of people back in the church if, you know, word got out the Pope's working with God to solve crimes.
Yeah. Be like, hey, we finally found out if Adnan was was guilty or not, yeah. But he had to go to, like,
yeah,
Easter
you have to go
Sunday.
To church yeah. to find out. Yeah. And the answer, this Sunday at church.
All right, that's all the time we have, Tom. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com.
If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
You follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @YourPalTim.
And if you want to support the show, there's a few ways. So get a pencil.
We'll wait.
You can support our sponsors, of course. You can also check out Amazon at tcgt.com/.
Check out Amazon. They got products.
Well, they got some of my products. So go buy my books on there.
Personal endorsement.
You can tcgt.com/Amazon. We get a little taste of anything you buy.
No cost to you.
Yeah. And you can also check out our Patreon at tcgt.com/pledge. You can get fun things like weekly episodes of Fast Food Friday.
Yep.
A lot going on, a lot to cover.
Yeah. This was just a taste of it, the Yum Brands teaser.
Oh, God,
yeah.
We can't. I mean, we can really talk inside baseball on that show.
Yeah.
And you can check out our Reddit, tcgt.com.
Nope.
No, reddit.com/r/tcgte.
Check out Reddit at tcgte.com.
Yeah.
Check out Reddit at google.com.
Type in Reddit. Yeah, that's all the things, I think.
Yeah. I think we did a lot of good today.
Yeah.
I think it was good that we solved that child's problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we solved Juan's problem. I'm just doing the recap.
Right. I don't think Juan had much of a problem, though. Juan just needs to look some shit up for himself.
Yeah.
Get off our backs.
And then Maggie. Yeah. Young Maggie. I hope we're at least invited to the christening.
Yeah.
If not godparents.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be the godfather of a child if somebody wrote in and asked you?
I mean, that would be one way to end up with a foster teen.
That's true.
Yeah.
If the fan then dies.
Yeah. Well, and presumably their spouse, if they have one.
Yeah.
You know, the other parent.
Yeah.
It would stink if it was like this woman died and then they had to tell her husband, like, I don't know, it's in the will. The kid's got to go to this podcast.
Yeah.
You can't raise them.
I've put it out there before, and I'll do it again. I'm an ordained minister, and I'd like to marry somebody.
You're not an ordained minister, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
I just did it.
When? Today?
Yeah. I'm hoping somebody will ask me to perform I'm putting it out to the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you haven't. You said, I put it out there before, I'm putting it out again.
I've put it out that I'm willing to perform a marriage for anybody who
what
asks.
What about divorce?
Yeah. Oh, are you allowed to do that?
No, I think you got to be like a lawyer to do that.
Or the Pope.
Or no, the Pope.
The Pope. If the Pope came up to you and was like, "You're divorced. You got to get married again if you want to be married."
No, I think he can only nullify a marriage. I don't think they like the Catholic Church. I don't think really acknowledges divorces.
You're an idiot.
All right, you go to the Pope and ask him to get a divorce, and we'll see who looks stupid.
He's just gonna want his hat back.
We'll see you next week.